This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Greetings to all the Earth citizens. Dropped into a Brie Larson stuck-at-home cosplay none of you asked for. If you or your housemates have finally turned on each other, and this is the last thing you hear before they hunt you down for sport, I'm so sorry. If you're alone in your house because you've eaten everyone else, and I'm addressing the current household victor, congratulations, Toilet Paper King. This is the feral etiquette you'll need to survive in the New World Order. But nothing helps pass time spent indoors better than a thoughtfully planned and meticulously orchestrated story arc. Yes, an emotionally gripping audio drama would be just the thing for times like these. Pardon me while I think about how nice it would be to have something like that right about now. Oh well, lower anatomical wordplay and interrupting beta males it is. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 5 years and 3 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind...
Hey, Arnie?
Can
I suggest something?
Sure.
Instead of saying it's been 5 years, can you say, it's been...
Why would I do that?
It's just got a little more, you know, pizzazz to it.
It just seems so strange.
Can you try it for me?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean...
I have a laser gun.
Oh, you do have a laser gun.
Let me shoot it at your feet to show I'm serious.
Okay.
Dance for me. There we go. Dance for me.
Okay, great. Now that you have a laser gun... Oh, boy, there's going to be a real increase of memes that I'm going to have to say. All right, hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. It's been 5 years
worth
and
it.
3 weeks ago since I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. So what that means is it's been a while. Anyway, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift. You know, the it's been has really thrown me for a loop.
Yeah, you have mentally shut down.
You know what? I'm afraid you're going to have to take the reins of hosting.
Okay, John, you've been waiting for this?
You can do this, buddy.
You can do this, buddy? Wait, how many voices are in my head? Hello?
You can do this.
Oh, that
was me. That was just me.
Yeah, for a minute there. Okay, so where do we leave off? All right, we're still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the boat.
From the Burger King.
Okay, well, don't side coach. I have this.
Sure.
Through the Burber Bing, through the King Bong, and we're hosting a podcast from a boat.
Yeah, we are on.
Oh, okay, nope. Pump the brakes. You hand it over the reins.
All right.
Which means you're no longer in control of this audio horse.
Okay, great. While you're talking, though, You don't need to point the laser gun right at me.
Okay, well, I don't know if you noticed, but I put an apple on your head, and now I'm going to shoot it off.
Oh, no.
Okay, and I have hit you in the eyeball.
What?
Sucks to see that. Usador, can you fix that?
It didn't do that much damage. It must be a weaker laser than we thought.
Wait, did I just give you...
I can see a lot better out of this
eye. Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, well...
It's really messing up my depth perception, though, that it's just...
Wow. The side of this gun says LASIK.
It's a LASIK gun?
A LASIK gun.
Still, a piece of technology that can drastically change the reality of what's going on in this world.
True. Is that a laser that makes people sick?
No, it's a laser that can improve people's eyesight.
Oh.
To a point.
You want me to shoot the other eye?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Oh, I hit the same one again. Sorry.
Ah, God. Well,
now aim's a little off.
I can see through it. I have one X-ray eye.
What's the other one doing?
That's just the usual crap.
All right.
Oh.
And I'm also joined by my good bud, my shapeshifting pal, Chunt the Talking Badger. Bing bong. Hello. How's it going? Pretty good. Anything new? Not much. I got a laser gun. Or a LASIK gun, you mean? Yep, that's right. Sorry. And also, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangelic. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
And that's everything. We did it.
Well, goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
No, but then we do the... That's just the intro.
Oh.
That's just setting the table of
yes,
the podcast.
Yes, but it's so long and feels like it could be its own thing.
I mean, it is a little long.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like instead of doing the same intro every episode, what we should do is we should... I heard this thing. That if you say something three times, you're more likely to remember it. Like if you meet someone and their name is Todd, if you say, hi, Todd, Todd, Todd... You remember their name.
Oh.
What if I meet someone, though, and their name is Candyman?
Say it three times.
Candyman, Candyman, Candyman.
Ugh.
Nope, seems like we're all right.
So I'm not sure what you're suggesting, though, Chunt. Like,
you're suggesting
I should do the intro three times every episode?
Yeah, if you say, like, hello, 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 from, the, magic, magic, tavern, tavern, tavern. People are gonna on their deathbed be like, that show, Hello for the Magic Tavern. Nobody's going to come up and say, like, I love Greetings from the Magic Castle. No one's going to, like, fuck up our name. It's memorable. Think about it.
Maybe I should embrace this kind of doublespeak. I love, love, double, double, checks, checks, more, more, than, the, rest, rest. Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that a spell?
Kind of is. It's a spell that burrowed its way into my brain probably a couple decades ago, and it will not leave.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we need to solidify our presence a little harder, because sometimes I forget my own catchphrases. Like, Little Squish, remember that?
I ate it all the potato chips.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Blood farts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't say that enough, so I feel like if I say, you know, blood farts 100 times on this episode...
I think you said it enough.
People will remember it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yes.
Arnie, we tell the audience what they like. And we do that by repeating it over and over.
What do you want to tell the audience that they like?
Blood farts.
Huh.
I will die on this hill.
Join my quest. Join my quest.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, it's so good to be once again out upon the sea. Breathe in that sea air here upon the screen dream.
Ooh, Arnie, look. When I breathe, I can see my breath. It's just salt crystals.
Oh.
Oh, yes. It's very salty out here. You can just taste it on your tongue. It's so delicious. It's like living in a pickle.
Yeah.
This can't be healthy.
It's like living in a pickle or like eating out a crab.
What?
Okay. You know when you eat out a crab?
Yeah, no follow-up questions.
Yeah, you already know. We all know.
Hold on. Eating out a crab. Eating out a crab. Eating out a crab. What else?
It's just so nice to be up here on the deck and to see the beautiful clouds in the sky and to taste the beautiful briny air and Oh, do you see that? Oh, what a beautiful bird. Oh, I love birds.
Oh, Usador and birds.
I love watching birds. Oh, look. That bird.
Oh, that bird just got ripped in half.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, guys.
Momo.
Hi. Arnie. Chan. Use it or hello.
You must have talked to the same person I did.
Yeah, I just felt that bird just... Oh, man.
Although she was looking at the wrong person when she said each name.
You know that gymnast who broke their foot and then they landed and that, like... And they landed perfectly still, even with the broken foot.
Oh, Carson struggles?
Yeah. Whatever the opposite of that Momo just did onto the boat.
Oh.
It is the least graceful landing I've ever done. Whew, what's up, guys?
Not much. How are you? Holy.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Momo, the mouse with human strength, was that bird just carrying you randomly over the sea?
It was, and Momo is not a good flyer. I get nervous the night before, and then I'm on there, and my skin gets really weird, and I just feel really nauseous, but I'm here.
Do you take anything to calm yourself when a bird is flying you over the sea?
Yeah, I take some Dramamine.
What's that?
Oh, a dram is like a potion, and a dram of mean is a potion that makes you a little more...
kind of averages you out.
Yeah, so
it's
like,
a mean.
Yeah. Like an average.
Yes, exactly.
And a half a Xanax.
Half a Xylox?
Mm-hmm.
We met Xylox, that demon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, it's wonderful to see you, Momo.
You too, Chun.
Oh, Usador, I'm sorry. You got the worst version of that.
Ah, ooh, I feel better. Okay, I'm back. I'm here.
Is there anything that brings you out here upon the sea? Well, you hate flying, but you must have done it for some reason.
Momo has a little message tied to her ankle.
Oh.
Ooh.
But you may have noticed some changes about Momo.
Oh, do tell.
All right, so last time I saw you guys, I was still with Mayor Manana.
Oh, I just had a dream last night that you and Mayor Manana got married and you had a child that was half mouse, half banana, and it was called Mimosa.
You maybe should have let me finish, because we're no longer seeing each other.
Oh.
It turns out he was a banana. And none of my friends, hello, were honest enough to tell me the truth that he was a banana.
I feel like I said it almost every time it came up.
I'm sorry, but you're talking about Mayor Manana.
Yeah.
He's a banana?
He's a banana.
I believe he's a man who is a banana. A manana.
Manamanaza.
I'm sorry to hear that he's split.
Yeah. Okay, Arnie. Take it easy.
I changed my mind.
Who got the worst of it?
So Momo's decided to focus on her career.
Good
for you.
I can tell also that you dyed your hair, that all the hair on your head is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You dyed it all?
I dyed. It's dead. It's dead.
Can it ever grow back?
Or? Nope.
Oh, no, you're a dead head now.
Yeah, I am. Oh, and everyone likes me.
Well, if you ever want your hair back, I'm sure I can come up with a concoction or a spell that would assist you.
Mm-hmm. Do you still do that spell, the Rogaine spell?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, very much so.
Hit me up.
And Rogaine is short for grow again. You just take off the G and the A?
Yes, you're exactly. Here now. I'll do it for you this very moment. Here now. Hair grow back without apothecary or doctor. Irath Kuntan Yaha Erlaka.
Ooh, I sort of look like Farrah Fawcett.
That's beautiful. Also, what a regional spell.
I just have this
blonde feathered hair. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I look incredible.
So, Momo, you're going to focus on your career now. Mm-hmm. Is this new haircut going to help you in any way?
I think so. I mean, confidence helps you. And ask me if I got knighted since the last time you saw me.
Momo, did you get knighted since the last time we saw you?
If the answer is no, this is going to be so funny.
Chen, that's such an interesting question about me being knighted. Let me think. Can you tell by my armor?
I didn't notice you were wearing a tiny suit of armor.
It blends in with your fur.
Beautiful tunic over your armor and a little sword. It's adorable.
Oh, is that a needle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it actually, being knighted sort of slowed down my career for a second again because I became a magnet for a little while. I got stuck to a refrigerator and was just like a magnet.
Oh, yeah.
And what's a refrigerator?
That's a really good question. It's a rock that is in a cold, stream.
Oh, a cold rock.
Yeah, a cold rock. Yeah. And then, like, you put... like all of your perishable food and like meat and stuff in there, and sometimes they're magnetized and you put wedding invitations.
So is it called a refrigerator until you take something out and then put it back in and then it's a refrigerator?
Yes, Arnie.
Wait, hold on. Let me fix your eyesight here. Nope, just hit your armor. It went back and hit me in the face. That laser just corrected my eyes.
Wow.
Are you having vision problems or?
No.
Okay.
Momo's got perfect vision.
So you're a magnet for a while. Why did you get knighted? Who knighted you?
That's a really good question. Isidore, ask me who knighted me.
I just asked you who knighted you.
Shut up, honey.
What is this power move?
Just trying to spread the love.
Momo,
who
knighted you?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for asking. Another knight knighted me.
Oh.
Want a guess?
Knights.
Well, I'll take a guess. How about Sir Trumbull?
Yes.
Oh, got it in one.
Right out of the gate.
Guess Sir Good.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come across Sir Trumbull? How did you cross paths?
Well, I was in his boot for a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
And he stepped on me, and I was like, hello. And then I helped him on a quest, and then he knighted me. Mm-hmm. But it really hurt to get knighted, because he knighted me with a regular sword.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was really scary.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that you don't have your ears anymore.
Nope. Sort of just collateral damage.
Is that why you think we're different people?
Huh?
Should I cast a spell to give Momo her ears back?
I don't know. So many dramatic physical changes.
There's a lot going on
characters lately. Also, that reminds me, Flowers is pubes.
Flowers is pubes.
So, Momo. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What was this quest that you helped this knight on? I know Isidore's been begging a lot of people to go on his quest for years. Mm-hmm. Seems like you hopped on that quest pretty quickly. Must have been something pretty easy.
John, ask me what quest I went on.
What quest did you go on?
I just asked.
Oh, that's a really good question. I went over, you know that bridge that goes over fire?
Uh-huh.
What is that bridge called?
Flame Lane.
Flame Lane.
Well, we crossed that, and then we crossed the mountain that's made of ice, which is called...
Oh, that's the Frozone.
And then we crossed that, and it sounds like Momo's making this up. I'm not.
No, we know.
Was there a third thing you had to traverse?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Like,
it sounds like you were heading east if you went over the Flame Lane and then over the Frozone. I'm assuming the third thing you went over was Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
Just had to dash right over that.
Yes. Which is, it's a really violent area of the world.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we saved a bunch of lives.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just by traversing those treacherous lands?
Mm-hmm. Because there was a bunch of people who were stuck in Mr. Incredible, and we got them out.
When you say stuck in Mr. Incredible...
You heard me.
Okay. Arnie, that sounds like you told us about someone on Earth named Richard Gere.
Mama wants to know about Richard Gere.
Oh, boy. That's more of an off-mic conversation. There's potentially litigious.
Overrated? Complicated?
Complicated. Kind of dated.
Richard Gere.
But I remember you saying that you really loved the film Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You loved that film?
Yeah, I love the film Pretty Woman. That's why I never kiss on the mouth.
Can Momo get... You're holding a box that's sort of open. Can Momo just grab something out of it?
Okay, sure. Snap.
Ah!
I know.
I have so many teeth.
It's so funny.
Wasn't that funny?
It's hilarious. Wait, no. It's one of those things where if you watch it, it doesn't seem like it's funny, but if it happens to you, it's hilarious. Unrelated, Chunt, why don't you get this thing out of this box?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm Arnie. Why don't you get this thing out of this box?
Okay, let me just extend my arm and then eventually...
Snap.
Oh.
I know, right?
It's all right.
Feels good.
I didn't want to turn.
Usador wants a turn.
I do want to turn.
Oh, no.
Do it to myself.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it to you, Usador.
Sure.
Ready? You have so many teeth. We all have
so
many
teeth.
We all
have so many teeth.
Chunt, do you want to do it?
No, that's all.
Come on.
There's something magic in there.
There's something magic in there? Let me see.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You took his hand off.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Like there's just blood gushing and he's still laughing. Oh my God. Stop laughing. You're in danger.
You're bleeding out.
Here, give me my hand back. I'm going to put it on my other arm. And have two hands right next to each other.
That's kind of fun.
Wait,
can you clap?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's see you clap.
Sort of.
It's the best I could do.
Yeah. I like that there's blood gushing out of one of your arms, and everyone is like, but can he clap?
I'll be right back. I'll go stick this in the fire.
Oh, gosh. So, Momo, you are a knight now. That's kind of amazing. Why are you not with Sir Trumbull anymore? Where is Sir Trumbull?
It's an excellent question. He sent me away because I sort of, like, I'm my own knight now. You know what I mean? I got to find my own way. And but things are sort of slow for knights these days. That's why I was magnet for a little while.
Sure.
And then now I've just been going back to delivering messages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the message.
Yeah, the
that's
message.
Right. You have a message attached
do
to
you mind it. Untying that from your leg and reading it aloud?
You do it.
Okay, let me just...
What's wrong with Chunt?
Let's see here. This says... Oh, it's a message from us from...
It's from us.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. It's from you guys. You wrote this like 2 years ago and then told me to send it to you now.
It says, drink more water.
Huh.
You were all really drunk when you told me to do this, but you gave me a lot of money.
Apologize to Carol? Who's Carol?
I don't know.
I don't know a Carol.
Wait, let me see that. It looks like the one I wrote says, don't get stabbed. Ha ha ha. Oh, boy.
That didn't turn out great.
Yeah.
Oh, you might have noticed a change in Arnie, too. He has a sword lodged inside of him.
Yeah, I was trying not to be rude.
Yeah, we both have swords now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Arnie, you wrote to yourself not to get stabbed by a sword. Do you want me to make your hindsight 2020?
Don't shoot
Hold
my
still.
Butt. No, don't shoot. Ah! Something feels better, though.
Are you having to sleep on your side?
I have to sleep on my side. That's one of the worst parts. Not only that, but, like, if I want to roll over to the other side, I have to sit completely up and turn around because I can't just, like, pole vault my way over.
Momo's going to cry just thinking about this, but how do you hug? Oh, my God.
I don't.
Is it only side hugs?
It's only side hugs.
The worst kind of hugs?
I know.
It's oh, the worst my kind God. Of hugs. Oh, it's so sad.
It is. I miss... hugs? I guess the only thing out now is to get more verbal hugs from people.
Okay.
Gentlemen?
Okay, we can figure this out. Verbal hugs. So a literal hug, you embrace someone and give them a little bit of a squeeze or pressure. So a verbal hug, of course, would be verbally applying some pressure. So you'll never achieve as much as your dad did.
Oh.
Some verbal pressure?
How about this? Arm, squeeze.
Oh, that feels nice.
Fuck, now I look like an asshole.
Let me see if I can be the warm water that runs between those two choices.
Are you saying you want
to
be...
pee?
You're saying you want to be like the Frozone between a flame lane and a Mr. Incredible?
That's right. Arnie, I believe you can accomplish great things.
Oh.
So when are you going to start?
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounds like a really, like one of those 50th birthday party cards. You know what I mean? When you turn 50 and everyone gives you a mean card.
Do you ever have to deliver those, Mama?
Oh, all the time. Just people, like, getting old, deciding to be mean to each other about getting old.
It looks like the bag that you're carrying has a bunch of cards in it. Do you have cards that you're delivering
now? Do you want to look at some of them? I mean, it's illegal to open someone else's mail, but I'm not a nerd. I'll do it.
I'm trying to think back to what I would have received as a card 250 years ago. And yes, some of them were very mean.
Right?
And then you turn around 100 and people send you very nice cards because they're like, wow, you live to be 100.
Because you're going to die soon. And they're like,
right.
Let's bring it back to the niceties.
Because people forget that I'm a wizard and I'm essentially immortal. And then around 200, people are like, well, I still have to send this guy cards. Ugh, are you kidding me? And those are sort of, they feel very terse.
Sure.
But not particularly, like, generous. You know, like, you turn 200.
Yeah. And around 300, it's probably like, just die already.
Oh, no. No one sends you cards at all.
Oh.
When you turn 300, they just assume that they're not going to celebrate your birthday anymore, and you're very sad. And
that's so sad. Nobody sends you a great Hallmarks of Soracus?
No, no, not nothing.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I was actually going to go with that, but, well, it's just, you know, it's hard. I understand, people, it's difficult to keep up, and you wake up in the morning, and you make yourself a little cake, and you put a tiny little candle in it, and you remember that you're 300 years old, and then you sing a little song to yourself, and then you clap when you're done with the song.
So weird to see two hands on one arm clapping.
Oh, boy.
More of like a squishing sound.
Well, you know what? Let's look in this bag of cards, and maybe you'll like one of these cards.
Oh,
all right, this one says, happy 50th birthday. Your life is as pathetic as your body. All right, maybe not that one.
But there's kind of an adorable drawing underneath it.
Yeah. Let's all dig into these cards.
Okay, sure. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Grab one here. Happy 75th birthday. You're my grandpa. It's weird. Seems noncommittal.
Let's see. This one says, happy 50th birthday. Chances are you will have died before this gets to you. But just in case, let this also serve as a condolences to anyone in your family that finds this.
Oh. Mm.
But there's an adorable drawing underneath it.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, this one says it's to Molitar. Okay, don't know who Molitar is. Let's open that up. It says, happy 69th birthday. May you receive as much as you give. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Hmm. That one is the only nice one so far.
People seem to like this Molitar person.
Yeah. Anybody ever heard of Molitar?
Oh, I've heard of Molitar.
Is that the mole who's a minotaur?
Yes.
Blind minotaur?
Exactly. Oh. He's a blind minotaur. He burrows underground, and then when you enter his maze, he comes up and he can't find you.
Well, I have this LASIK gun, so maybe I can do a lot of good in this world.
I believe we'll run into Molitar when we reach our destination.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, now we're sailing toward Strong Guy Island?
Yes, Strong Guy Island. There are all manner of amazing creatures and heroes there.
Momo's strong. See, watch this.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Wow.
Wow.
That was incredible.
She kicked her sword up into the air and then punched it, and it flew into the ocean.
I know. Now
you don't need your sword anymore?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, that was amazing.
Shoot. Wait, let's get this. There's a big barrel through a full of, like, what is this, fish?
Oh, wait.
Rum?
That's fish rum.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa, she's spitting it on her finger.
Holy cow.
And she's whistling Sweet Georgia Brown.
And...
And she kicked it in the air and punched it into the ocean.
Should we go back and collect those things that you dropped into the ocean? Do you need those?
I mean, this is a long voyage. We probably are going to need those supplies to survive.
Momo, how do I... come here. Do you mind if I pick you up?
Fine.
Okay. And what's... How do I make you a magnet?
You know, just naturally a magnet because of this armor now.
Let me just hold you out over the side of the boat. Oh, and here comes your sword.
Nope.
Oh, and that went right through your tummy.
Oh, no.
Hey, just like me.
Oh. Twinsies.
How will I get hugged? How will I get hugged?
Let me freeze the time around where this sword has pierced your body.
Is this always a solution for when someone gets run through with a sword?
No, there's another solution that you just die. Would you rather do that? You want to just die?
No. Oh. Nor do I want Momo to die.
Excuse, I have some words that I'd like to exchange with you, sir.
Hold on, I want to see what else we can do to Momo.
No, one moment, please.
Let's review.
You lifted me
Momo
up.
Momo has...
Okay, yes, okay.
Momo has...
Okay, your hair was dyed, but then we gave you a
I have Farrah Fawcett hair now.
Okay. Who's Farrah Fawcett?
She's a sink.
She's a sink who died and became an angel.
Yeah, exactly.
They call her Angel Sink. Your ears were cut off when you were knighted. Mm-hmm. You're wearing a suit of armor.
So I got this blonde feathered hair, suit of armor.
That blends in with your fur. Mm-hmm. You have a needle sword through your tummy.
Yeah, and so this is what happened. I got lifted up and then held over the side of a boat where I got eaten by sharks. And then you waited for my sword to come through me. And that's what happened. And now I look like this forever.
You
I look
you got
a fool.
Eaten by sharks?
I could have been eaten by sharks.
Well,
you're holding me over the side of a boat, sir.
Anyone could have anything happen at any time.
Hi-ya!
What the fuck? You just chopped my LASIK gun in half.
Oops.
Oh no, how are we going to fix Molitar's vision?
I hope you are ready to explain to Molitar why he has to remain a mole.
I hope you're ready to explain to everyone who wants to hug me why they can't.
I'll be able to cure your sword situation in your stomach there in time. Arnie's is a little different because it's a mystical obsidian blade intended to murder wizards themselves, and I have been unable to extract it from him without causing his death.
Have you done anything fun, like have him spin over a fire?
Oh, I can't really spin. Oh, you mean spin myself?
Yeah, you're like a kebab.
Huh, that does sound delicious.
We should start calling you Kebabert.
Kebab Camp?
Which is long for kebab.
Like you
kebab
should...
Camp. What'd you say, Kebab Cat?
Kebab Camp?
Kebab Camp?
Huh.
Arnie Kebab Camp.
Why have we not been playing with this? Arnie, what's your favorite?
Arnie.
Huh. Well, let's take a break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
All right. Momo, mm-hmm. Obviously you've gone through a lot of changes in the last 20 minutes or so. I would say that you are now what I would consider undrawable.
Someone will find a way.
But you know what? If you need any help or advice on living with a sword through your body.
That's really sweet.
Here I am, I'm back. I have found my magical healing rock and I shall hit Momo with it.
Wait, before you do that, I'm just going to put a little tomato on here and some basil and
some
a little
onion.
Mozzarella. And I'm a great little app.
Ooh.
I'm a little app at a party.
I am tempted to eat Momo right now.
Right? Oh, pretty delicious.
Let me tie some sort of cellophane, green cellophane at the end of this sword, just to kind of give that some pizzazz.
Oh my God, wait, now look, I'm going to lay down on the ground. I'm an app at a party. I'm a little caprese app.
You're a fucking snack.
I'm a snack.
I feel like if you get an app with a mouse attached to it, you got a lawsuit.
Rude.
Now, if you want to be an app, that's your choice, but I can heal you and take the sword out.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here you go.
It changed my haircut, too.
What? Mohawk?
Oh my God, Momo looks amazing.
You look so badass.
I look amazing.
Your sword?
Oh, thank you.
Ooh. She's holding the sword completely still, but making so many mouth sounds. I wonder, in her head, she must think she's an amazing...
Also, maybe, you know, you get a sword through you, you don't immediately want to just swing that sword around.
No, you want to take precautions.
Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, she put a little cracker on top of her head as a hat.
And she putting on the Ritz.
That reminds me, she put a cracker on her head as a hat. Usur, can you make me a cookie?
Oh, sure. William.
Hey, Momo.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you this cookie?
This will set off a chain reaction of consequences. If you give a mouse a cookie, some shit goes down.
Take a nibble.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just as like a cautionary tale, have you ever given a moose a muffin before? Because a very similar chain of events.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
Then yes, he has.
I gave a moose my muffin.
Okay, well, you know what? Same consequences if you give a mouse a cookie, so tread lightly. Where are y'all going again?
We're going to Strong Bad Island?
We're going to Strong Guy Island. It's an island of powerful warriors. Although, I guess, you know what? It's the modern age. Maybe it shouldn't be Strong Guy Island. Maybe
I was
going to
say,
is
it Toxic Masculinity Island?
Well, from what I know, the little I know that Mamasaurus is on Strong Guy Island. So there are women there. Mamasaurus is, of course, a dinosaur who's also a mom.
She can have it all.
Pretty progressive.
So maybe...
Women can be anything.
So maybe...
Women can be moms. And dinosaurs.
Well, there's also Virgin Saurus, who's a dinosaur woman who's also a virgin.
Incredible. Women can be anything.
Ugh. Isn't it always the way that dinosaur women are always either virgins or moms?
Well, I have many allies upon Strongeye Island who I have worked with in the past on other various quests.
Dish.
Tea.
Some of these others have very obvious names, but this might be a little more confusing. Do any of you know Fishman?
I want to say yes, because I can assume what Fishman is, but I don't know if I do know Fishman.
What does Fishman look like?
Wait, is that P-H-I-S-H?
No, F-I-S-H.
Oh, yeah.
Dash
I know
M-A-N.
P-H-I-S-H man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that fish man.
He has one shirt.
He just says hoist.
Well, the fish man I know isn't down with disease. He's just a man who is a fish.
Huh.
And he has fish powers.
Ooh, like
breathing in the water.
Hmm.
And
other water stuff.
Cool.
He probably has the ability to talk to Aquaman.
Ooh,
Aquaman?
Yes. Who's Aquaman?
Oh, is there not an Aquaman on Strongeye Island?
Oh, are you talking about Waterman?
Oh.
There's Waterman, there's Aquaman.
Well, I'd love to hear about both.
Aquaman is a man made out of water. He died immediately.
Sure.
No bones. So yeah. He just kind of fell against the rocks.
And Waterman is a man who likes water and uses it.
Well, then who's Water Boy?
Water Boy is a young boy made of water who is under lock and key from his mom, who's a dinosaur. It's Mamosaurus's son. And he hits real hard against the rocks.
Okay. I thought maybe... Never mind.
You thought what?
Nothing. Mama thought nothing.
Arnie, do you know Spoon Man?
No. Who's Spoon Man?
Spoon Man, so he seems like a normal man, but he's very muscular, and then at night, if he's laying next to someone, he will spoon them.
Oh.
Big spoon, little spoon?
I think mostly little spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mama likes?
Yeah, Mama's big spoon, so Mama can't relate.
Aww. That's
Mama
adorable.
Mama cannot relate.
I want to see you big spooning a banana. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That seemed pointed and rude and hurt my feelings.
Why do you keep bringing up her ex?
I just...
Let me bring up some of your exes. I hung out with Moose the other day. She's doing great.
Oh,
what
no.
the fuck?
Yeah, she's getting all sorts of muffins.
Damn.
Rude. It's just that I associate you so strongly in my head with Mayor Manana. I mean, I think that's the one couple we were all rooting for.
We are always defined by our significant other. That's messed up. You know, I'm my own Momo.
Well, to be fair, you were dating a banana who was a mayor, so that's a pretty strong character.
Momo belongs to Momo.
Well, to be fair, let's see. Are you dating anyone else?
No.
Okay. So you're still finding out who you are?
Yeah, I'm sort of intimidating now.
Also, I don't think you learned the lesson of what she was saying.
No, she said she's no longer dating Mayor Manana. She wants to be her own thing. So I was asking who else she was dating so I can figure out who she is in relation to the person she's dating.
I've been reading a lot of self-help books, and being single is a superpower. Do you know that? You have magic in you when you're single. Usador, right? Or I mean...
Me?
Chunt, right?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need someone else to define you. I've had relationships over the years, and I've learned and grown from them. But on mine own, I have found great power. Power beyond anything anyone could ever imagine. Power so great that someday I shall lift this veil of delusion that falls over all of Foon, and everyone will see the truth of Mayor Manana. He's not just a banana.
Usador, I did read your self-help book, and it really did help me. The one that you wrote like 100 years ago. It's so good.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I wrote a self-help book. It's called Being Single is Fine, and I'm Not Upset About It, So Stop Asking. I'm perfectly okay. Please leave me alone. By Usador.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It was a sequel to He's Just Not That Into You. Just relax. It's okay. Oh, my God. He's just not that into you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And again, so good. Really, really, really helped me.
And the third one in the series, of course, was Don't Worry About It, I'm Just Spending a Lot of Time in Bed.
There's a few times when I've been a female creature where I've had to ask, is he into me? Is he into me?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing to say, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be able to tell?
You would think so, but sometimes I just can't tell if he's into me.
Hmm. Sounds like an insult.
Usador also wrote Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul.
Yes, I wrote that when I was only 210. What a child I was.
Ooh, soul soup sounds so good right now. Could you make us some soul soup?
Yeah, I'll make
please,
up some soul soup.
Daddy, please.
Yes, of course. No problem.
Thank you, Magic Daddy.
I'll go get the cauldron. I'll be right back.
Thank you, Magic Daddy.
So why are y'all going to this island?
Well, we are going to Strong Guy Island for a couple of reasons. One, we are looking for magical artifacts that the Dark Lord is trying to get. We're trying to get those before him.
Wait, pronounce it like Isidore pronounces artifacts.
I don't know.
Artifacts?
All of a sudden, he just started saying artifacts. I don't know why.
I can't stress enough. That's a word we have in Foon.
I know. Also, for a, like half a dozen episodes in a row, he said artifacts the right way.
Well, let's not bring it up, because okay. He's surely
yeah,
embarrassed.
Yeah, let's not.
So that's one reason.
That's one of the reasons.
Set up the cauldron.
The other reason is, you know, as we rally forces to fight the Dark Lord, maybe we can get some of the warriors on Strong Guy Island to join the battle against darkness.
Oh, very cool, very cool, very cool. Who's going to convince them of the three of you?
Start with a little soul stock. I feel like probably Usador has the loudest voice. Oh, Usador, will you tell us about Plant Dog?
Yes, he's a dog who's a plant.
Like a plant? Like a plant or like a... He's a plant.
Like you look at him and he's the shape of a dog, but he's definitely a plant who grew out of the ground.
Oh, so not like a spy, like a plant.
No, not like someone who's waiting in an audience to stand up and act like they weren't part of the show.
Which that's always like, what?
Yeah, we've never met before, right? And it's like, they've met before. Mm-hmm.
But wait a second. What if Plant Dog is a plant? On top of being a plant, it's kind of the perfect cover.
Wait.
If someone's like, that's a plant, they say, well, no, I see the misunderstanding. It's a plant dog.
Or they might say, you're the plant now, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was a cactus?
No.
Oh, I have some follow-up questions.
There's one time I was stuck in the desert and for a while.
Okay.
And I had a relationship with a cactus, and I was a cactus for... I want to say like a year.
Sure.
It was hard to get out of that form.
Yeah.
But eventually I did. No further questions. Nope.
How? Okay, but...
I want to talk about it.
But...
I was going through a dry spell.
Don't wink at me.
I was a cactus. I was going through a dry spell.
Please stop winking. You held me over the edge of the boat. I don't have any patience for this. Please stop winking. Unbelievable.
When you say you had a relationship with a cactus...
Yeah, this is the kind of question that
It was a painful breakup.
Mm.
Probably painful during, too.
Yeah. Bit of a little prick.
Don't wink. Don't.
My question is, besides you, who would fuck a cactus?
I said no further questions,
okay.
Your Honor.
Or get fucked by a cactus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when we get to Strong Guy Island...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. We keep calling it Strong Guy Island, but maybe that's not fair. Maybe we should call it Strong Island. We're on our way there on the Strong Island ferry.
Yeah. Or maybe we call it Strongland.
Strongland?
Stryland?
You know what? Let's
look, go back. I didn't come up with this name.
Is there somebody on the island called Strong Guy?
Let's look at this map. Rolling it out. I'm kicking it to roll it out because I'm a mouse.
Good work.
So this is a map of the inside of your body.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Got the mouth,
the
throat, the lungs. There's a heart. That's not where a heart goes.
Well, Momo did a cartwheel when Momo was very young, so everything's a little bit topsy-turvy. Let me get this other map out. Hit. All right. Here is a map of all of the islands.
The original settler of the island was named Strong Guy.
Oh.
He was a very strong individual.
I see. So it's unrelated to the fact that there are lots of weird, powerful warriors on the island.
Well, Strong Guy set up a kingdom here, and all sorts of powerful individuals decided to come here and rally to his cause. For many centuries ago, he fought a great evil in the form of... Skullmaster.
Oh,
why are there lightning in the sky all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Oh, because...
Oh, storm, it's nature.
The power of Skullmaster.
Oh, there it is again.
I've only heard whispers about the evil that is Skullmaster.
Oh, and
there it was again.
It's kind of fun to make it happen.
Skullmaster.
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 Skullmaster. Skullmaster. Skullmaster.
Skullmaster.
Skullmaster.
Skullmaster.
It's you.
At any time, his power could return, so great warriors still rallied to this point to fight the evil Skullmaster, but until Skullmaster is back, I need to recruit some of these heroes into my quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
And you sure, it sounds like maybe Strong Guy, Guy was his name? Like, not his gender, but his name? Kind of like, do you know Guy Fairy?
Guy Fairy?
Yeah, it's a fairy, and his name is Guy.
Huh.
He just happens to be a man, but his name is Guy. It's not...
He scares Momo.
Why?
It's a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Guy Fairy, more like Guy Scary. Right?
High five.
He's a fairy with a bandana, but he wears his bandana on the back of his head. It's kind of a fun, cool thing. Can't see out of the eye slots. He's an interesting guy.
Many of the heroes who come in...
Wait a second. I'm so sorry. Guy Fairy?
Yeah.
Has like a... And this isn't going to mean anything to you, but like a Zorro-type mask, but he wears it backwards with eye holes in the back?
Mm-hmm. It's like an eye mask, but he puts it on the back of his head because it's kind of a hip, fun thing.
And I'm sorry, you had a relationship with a cactus?
I told you. No further questions.
And I hate to dwell on this, but Flowers is pubes?
Flowers is pubes.
Wait, Momo's looking at this map. What is Weak Guy Island?
Oh.
Are you stopping there, too?
We hadn't planned on going there.
How is Weak spelled?
W-E-A-K.
Well, a Strong Guy had a brother, Weak Guy.
They share the same last name.
That's right. And they weren't very happy with Strong Guy, and they started their own island, but it didn't really catch on the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's a little bit smaller island, not quite as big of a kingdom. But those who come and pledge themselves now to the cause of Strong Guy often take on his form of name. Fishman's original name is Glubber Glubber.
Oh, I
know. That just sounds like bubbles coming out of a mouth.
Exactly.
So we might say that Strong Guy is unbreakable, and we might say that Weak Guy is almost made of glass.
That's a very apt metaphor, yes, exactly.
Now, I know I'm somewhat new to this world, but I feel like I've heard people say, have you ever noticed that Strong Guy and Weak Guy, you never see them in the same place at the same time?
Yes, I've heard that as well. And they're nearly identical, but one is like a bronzy kind of color, and the other one wears a vest.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Momo, have you ever been to... you've traveled so much. Afun, have you ever been to Strong Island?
Achoo!
Oh, you're just clearing your throat. Now will you answer the question?
Yes.
You'll answer the question, or
I've been to Weak Guy and Strong Guy Island.
Which do you prefer?
Well, you know, it's funny, because for a while, I feel like, and you won't know what this is, but it was like an Iceland-Greenland situation, where a lot of the strong guys went to Weak Guy Island.
Oh.
Because people would think it was really easy to take over Weak Guy Island, and this was years ago. And then Strong Guy Island was like weak people, but you wouldn't understand their reference.
Or maybe they wanted to be like a strong guy in a weak pond.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
And I think both...
But they switched back.
And I think guys from both Strong Guy Island and Weak Guy Island would all go to Fire Island for vacation.
We'd all go to Fire Island. Momo has the time of her life at Fire Island. Let me tell you, that's where she goes to relax.
Well, what? Like, well, tell us about your last trip to Fire Island.
Okay, well, Momo tried drugs.
Oh.
What?
I know everyone's always asking, Momo, have you done mushrooms? Momo, have you done, like, all the drugs? And Momo was like, no. Maybe just something like a drink from time to time. Mm-hmm. But Momo tried all the drugs.
All the drugs?
And once.
Have you done oranges?
Mm-hmm, I've done oranges.
Ooh,
well, wow. I did all of them all at the same time.
The psychedelic oranges.
Yep.
Ooh, wow.
I noticed that on your ankle, you do have a tattoo that says EDM.
Yep.
Are you big into EDM?
I was that week.
Yeah. Of course, Arnie, EDM is eagles doing math.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of when you go on a trip on drugs, you sometimes vision, you know, eagles doing math.
Oh. Yes, when you're doing a lot of drugs, watching eagles do math seems very exciting. But to the rest of us, it's really fucking boring.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever want to see eagles do math. I mean, hell would have to freeze over before I'd want to see that.
Well, surprisingly, they're back.
Oh, when I was on psychedelics, that's when I met Fishman, the PH.
That's where I met him,
yeah.
Probably on a trampoline or something.
Oh, is that what led to you becoming a deadhead?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. Achoo! Momo sneezes blow me 15 feet back.
No, we saw.
I'm riding back over, though.
Are you sick? Are you allergic to something? Maybe the metal on your skin or
something? No, just all this. I don't understand. This is going to sound crazy, but don't you guys feel like we're sort of living in a pickle?
It's very salty.
It feels very pickly up here, yes.
Mm-hmm. It can't be pickly. Good. I feel like it's got to affect my cholesterol at the very least.
Well, the soul soup is ready. Would anyone like a bowl?
Ooh, yeah.
You guys got to get your strength up before you go to Strong Guy Island. You're going to meet a lot of strong people.
Oh.
Arnie, a bowl of soup for you.
Thank you. I never thought about this. Like, we're going to be surrounded by a bunch of, like, aggro warriors. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not my type of people. I just wonder if they won't like me.
Now, they're very muscular. They're very intense. I'm not going to lie about that. But every time you talk to them, as you're leaving, they teach you a little lesson. A very kind lesson about doing something nice or brushing your teeth. Things like that.
Yeah. Wait, they think I need to know how to brush my teeth?
Yeah.
There's also a Clash Kitty.
Clash Kitty?
Yeah, it's this little kitty. Someone long ago tied two swords to its front paws, and it just runs around and kills. It's so
cuter
cute.
Than you think. Oh, cuter
so
than you
cute.
Think.
Wow.
Yes, and Clash Kitty is definitely not in any way related to weak guy's friend Scaredy Cat.
When you go to Strong Island, just, like, know that you're going to have a lot of the same conversations over and over. Like, people are going to be, like, protein and, like, lift from your legs and, like, I do, like, intermittent fasting and keto, Whole30. They're going to say stuff like that, like, over and over. So just, like, be prepared for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of planks.
Yeah.
Planks?
Mm-hmm. You have to walk a lot of planks.
Oh.
Which is where a guy will lay down and put all his weight on his forearms, and you have to walk over top of him.
Oh. Into
really
the
annoying.
Ocean.
Into
to
the
your
ocean.
Death.
Well, that will definitely happen if you meet Pirate Man.
Pirate Man?
Yes. He's a man, but he's also a pirate.
Not to be confused with Pyro Man, who's just a normal man obsessed with fire.
Not to be confused with Fireman, who is a man made of fire.
Which is not to be confused with Fired Man, who just got let go.
Oh.
He's having a really bad time.
I've got to say, I feel like we're in for a confusing time.
You're just saying that now?
There's still time to make it clear.
I mean, I heard a little bit about Strong Island before we set out. Like, I'd heard that there was a guy named Leg Man that just had really strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how weird it got. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought, that's a little weird.
Pretty disproportionate, yeah.
Yeah, and that he's always talking about leg day.
Yeah.
Yes,
never skips leg day.
And you cannot confuse Leg Man with Leg O, who's made of bricks.
Or Duplo, who's made of slightly bigger bricks.
Oh, or Ass Man, who's just a donkey man.
Or Bounce Boy.
Who is?
He can bounce.
Okay.
Slow down, I'm trying to write all these down.
Well, it sounds like you need to talk to Right Man.
So, Arnie, do you have any emails?
Well, I don't have any emails, but we're on a boat, so I have some...
C-mails.
Thank you, C-mails. Here's a C-mail from Sanjay Panicker. Says, hey guys, really love your podcast. I'm a fan from the Middle East in UAE. UAE, it's a country. If you guys could really do me a favor, I would really appreciate it. Can you guys come and perform in places like Dubai? I also have a question.
Dubai when?
Dubai Friday? Can we do by Friday?
By Friday? I don't know. What do you think I am, a Merlin man?
Like a magic man?
Nice.
Says I also have a question, which is, do you guys have Arab people in Foon? Arab. Who wants to touch that one?
Somebody want to jump in?
Sounds like it's all for you.
Well, there are all kinds of people on Foon. I mean, I try not to make any assumptions about what a person's ethnicity is, especially in another world.
I mean, we've met a scarab, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a sect of people who wander the desert who are former scarabs who are no longer scared, so they're just Arabs.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and Arnie, you noticed that that we seem to have more variations of people than you have back on your world. For you said you'd never seen a person with green skin, and some of the humans here have... Well, you're a full rainbow of skin colors that are different than your world. So it's hard to do a one-for-one comparison, I think.
Yeah.
I do want to say we'll probably have an Arab on at some point, but we won't have them on during their trip at sea because they prefer warmer weather.
Oh, sure.
Mama will clap for that.
I'm glad you brought up Magic Man because he also lives on Strong Guy Island, and you shouldn't confuse him with Magic Mike.
No.
What? Sorry, Momo did that involuntarily.
Momo's very excited when you said Magic
Mike. Oh, that leaf is carrying her away.
Whoa.
Goodbye, Momo.
Bye, I love you guys so much.
Love you too, Momo.
I was late for my flight, and then I just... All right, love you, bye. See you soon. I'm impossible to draw.
That's a new catchphrase. I'm impossible to draw.
That leaf appeared and flew her away in such an abrupt manner.
Yeah.
That was jarring!
That was what?
Jarring!
Jarring.
Bye!
Bye!
Goodbye!
Love you!
We love you too!
Love you! Are you dead?
Oh, I love you too! Sorry!
Bye!
Bye forever!
Forever?
Well, I assume.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
she's so hard to drill.
Also, it's fair to say we're probably going to die on Strong Guy Island.
It's very possible.
Congratulations on getting through another Magic Tavern boat episode. Remember, for every boat episode you listen to, visit a Magic Tavern fan service station to have your boat episode loyalty card punched. Once you've received 10 punches, redeem your card for a lapel pin that says, I Heart Repetitive Environment Choices. Comes in silver, geode, and earth-friendly peat moss. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger, Lasik Gun Thief, was played by Adol Rafai. Momo, the mouse with human strength, was played by Erin Keefe. Check out her YouTube series, Welcome Back. Erin says, just type in my name and welcome back. Or, if you can't handle that, follow me on Instagram at ErinKeefe10. 10, huh? You slept on that one, Erin. She's also a co-host of the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle with Adol and John Patrick Cohen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Sea Shanty version by the man bun who made a wish to become a real boy, Arnie Parrott. Speaking of variations on the theme song, check out this violin version posted on Twitter by Nick Plays Notes. Follow Nick on Twitter at Nicola55358835. That's either a music reference I don't get, or a lewd reference in hexadecimal. Either way, have a listen.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT. Stream free on Amazon Freevee or Prime Video.